Good afternoon from the South Bay here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California for game one of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Monday afternoon baseball here in the South Bay, game one of six between the top two teams in the California League Northern Division standings. It's the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. I hope you're having a meaningful day, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and again, I will be taking a moment this afternoon to honor those who served our nation and are no longer with us. Memorial Day here at Excite Ballpark. Again, it is Monday, first game of this six-game series. And again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and we have Monday baseball here in the South Bay between two California League Northern Division foes. It's the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, your Fresno Grizzlies, and the San Francisco Giants single-A affiliate, the San Jose Giants. This is the third meeting between these two teams this season, as the Grizzlies come in with a record of 23-22. They sit five games back of these San Jose Giants for first place in the California League Northern Division standings, while on the other side, the San Jose Giants, they come with a record of 28-17. First place over these Fresno Grizzlies, the Modesto Nuts, and the Stockton Ports in the California League Northern Division standings. So Fresno, a key series for them. Yesterday, Fresno defeated the Stockton Ports 10-9 after trailing 6-0 in the top of the second inning. They scored five runs in the bottom of the second. They tied the game in the third, and then four runs in the fifth inning was the difference maker. E.J. Andrews Jr., a three-run homer. Robbie Martin, a two-run homer. Three hits, three runs scored for Andy Perez. And Jesus Ordonez had a key two RBI double. So the Grizzlies looking to stay on the hot track against a very good San Jose Giants team who scored 10 runs in their inning last night over the Modesto Nuts to win that series against Modesto. So both teams on the winning track, they look to stay hot. And for the Grizzlies, a chance to get and gain some ground here against the San Jose Giants. Well, a great pitching matchup in store this afternoon between the Grizzlies and the Giants. The Grizzlies go to the left-hander in Caleb Franzen, who comes in with a 1-1 record, a 4.81 ERA. While on the other side, San Jose goes to the lefty in Hayden Wynja, who comes in with a record of 3-0, and he has a 5.32 ERA. Hayden Wynja gets the start for San Jose. So a battle of left-handers, southpaws here in the South Bay. San Jose, Fresno gets set. And before today's action, we sat down with three Grizzlies relievers. Right-handers Tyler Hoffman, Zach Agnos, and Brady Hill joined me on the pregame show. And we got to talk to all three about their college alma maters, who all will be playing in the NCAA baseball regionals. A couple other Grizzlies players will also see their alma maters in the tournament as well. Cody Huff, Davis Palermo, their alma maters also in the tournament as well. So those three, though, joined us on the pregame show, and we talked about what it meant for all three of those guys to have their teams in the college regionals and a chance at the College World Series. We come back right after this. We'll have that interview with Tyler Hoffman, Zach Agnos, and Brady Hill. You're listening to the Grizzlies pregame show right here on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Morning baseball from the South Bay. I bring in three Grizzlies relievers. We got Tyler Hoffman, Zach Agnos, and Brady Hill. Guys, congratulations to your colleges on making it to regionals and a chance to go in the College World Series. First, let's start with you, Tyler. So Tulane getting in, but not expected, right?
Yeah, definitely wasn't expected, but at the end of the day, it's all that matters is if you did or did not get in, and congratulations to the Green Wave for getting in.
Yeah, first time ever in their school history. For you, being an alum, what does it mean for you guys watching? And, of course, a tough matchup against LSU.
Definitely a tough matchup. I wasn't expecting them to get in there with LSU, but, you know, I'm hoping for the best. And, you know, even though I was there for the past 2 years and I didn't get a chance to be a part of this opportunity and get in, but I can say that I'm happy for them. So that's my alumni, and that's where I went to school to watch them get in, especially for Jay Ullman, taking over as an interim head coach last year during the conference tournament, and then him getting the head coaching job this year and having that opportunity for his first year as a head coach and getting into the NCAA tournament.
Well, from one AAC team to another, East Carolina, so back again in the regionals, a chance to go back to the College World Series. Zach, what do you think about your team's odds?
I like them. It's obviously going to be a little different this year. You know, first time in, what, 4 years, I think?
Yeah.
Not hosting, so it's going to be different. But, you know, Coach Godwin always used to like to tell us that you can't go to Omaha going through the back door. You got to go through the front door. And what place better to do it than UVA? I know Coach Godwin's got a good relationship with the coaches. You know, I got some relationships with their players, like Kyle Teal, who's a stud, Geloff, who's a stud, Jake Berry, one of their big arms, stud, you know. But, you know, I like it. You know, the boys at ECU will be ready, and, you know, they definitely don't back down from a big matchup.
Can you tell fans exactly the feeling of regionals, but also a chance to get the College World Series? I know you've been through a couple of them.
I mean, yeah, my feelings towards that are a little different than some others. Greenville was a special place during the postseason. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on. It's probably not allowed, but it happens. I mean, you know, the fence is 8 feet tall, and people are just hanging over it, and I mean, probably 5 feet, but people are just hanging over the fence, you know, rowdy, chirping, throwing beer, which isn't really loud, but it happens. It's baseball, and, you know, it was really a fun experience.
And, you know, now a fun experience, too, for you, Brady. I know now San Jose State gets a chance to face Stanford, so right at home, too. And Pete Biden Field had the Mountain West Tournament, too. San Jose State coming from behind, beating Air Force twice. How does it feel to have now your alma mater getting into the regionals?
I mean, it's awesome for them. I can't be more happy with what these guys have done. You know, I think it's the first time since 2002 they've made a regional, and you know, the program turnaround that they've had the last 5 years has been incredible. And Brad Sanfilippo, crazy turnaround. I love seeing that. And obviously Stanford being really close to us right now, hopefully get a chance to go watch these guys this week.
And it's a lot of fun, too. Now you're here back in San Jose for another series as well. So I know you'll keep your eyes on it. I heard Friday mornings when they started. So what can you expect from San Jose State for this tournament?
I mean, I saw them play in the fall. I saw them play Stanford. And, you know, they gave them a run for their money here this fall. So I think they got a shot. And they're getting hot at the right time. And I got no doubt these guys are making a run in this tournament.
You know, this season so far has been a lot of craziness. Zach, let's go to you first. 8 saves this season. What can fans expect from the rest of the season? It's been fun so far.
Just for me to go out there and give everything my best. You know, some days as a pitcher you don't have your best stuff, but you can control everything else. You can go up there and compete. And I can promise them that I'll be a competitor every time I step on that mound.
And Tyler, let's go back to you too. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch this bullpen. What's the you know, camaraderie with this team so far?
You know, it's just coming together as a team. I mean, it's about the bond that you make with each other. That's the only thing that makes baseball fun, to be honest with you, because, you know, it's a long season on the road, at home. Half the time you're living in a hotel. So as long as the guys are, you know, together, willingly knowing that we're all doing it together at the same time and just go out there, compete, and, you know, hopefully get a win at the end of the day.
And then, Brady, final thing for you, you know, the college baseball is all about camaraderie, as we just heard from Hoffman, too. But now you have a lot of guys who are going to watch a lot of regionals, too. So do you have a prediction besides San Jose State about maybe one of these guys that could get through a regional?
I mean, I've seen ECU play a lot. I mean, obviously they're a powerhouse, but obviously Hoffman, he's my roommate in the hotel. We talk about it a lot. You know, can't believe they got in, but they did it. But and I got a couple of buddies over at UW that I'm excited to watch, and other guys around the country, Fullerton, stuff like that. So I think, you know, I'm kind of rooting for some of those teams too.
Well, the regionals are right around the corner, guys. The season's going to continue on. Thanks for joining me on the pregame.
Go Pirates!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark for game one of six between two California League Northern Division foes. It's the first place San Jose Giants and the second place your Fresno Grizzlies. A big six-game series for Fresno to get back on track and also gain some ground on the San Jose Giants. Monday baseball here, Memorial Day, and I hope you're having a meaningful day as well. We'll be taking a moment this afternoon to honor those who served our nation and are no longer with us. So from all of us at the Fresno Grizzlies, myself, Stephen Rice, Memorial Day, we're so grateful that we have a chance for baseball and for everyone who has made the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you for making something like this amazing. So again, we thank everyone. We'll have a national moment of remembrance a little bit later and a meaningful day here. Monday baseball here in the South Bay. Game one of six between two California League Northern Division foes. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great pitching matchup in store for you between two southpaws. Left-hander Caleb Franson gets the ball for Fresno, a 1-1 record of 4.81 ERA. Fresno at 23-22, sitting five games back, second place in the California League Northern Division standings behind the San Jose Giants, who go to the left-hander in Hayden Wynja, a 3-0 record of 5.32 ERA. Wynja and the Giants coming in with a 28-17 record. The Giants in first place in the California League Northern Division standings. As we just heard on the pregame show as well, too, a team that is ready to go. These guys are bonded well, as we heard from the right-hander and Tyler Hoffman. And we thank Hoffman, Zach Agnos, and Brady Hill for joining us on the pregame show as well. And congrats to their colleges on making it to the NCAA Baseball Regionals for a chance at the College World Series. So again, thank you for them joining us on the pregame show as we get set for baseball here in the South Bay. With that being said, it's now time for today's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Fresno Grizzlies under first-year manager Steve Solis. Here is today's Toyota starting lineups. Leading off and playing DH, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting second, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bouguerin. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 15, Parker Kelly. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen, who comes in with a record of 1-1, a 4.81 ERA. Franzen gets a nod today for Fresno. So once again, Andrews Jr., Betancourt, Ritter, Bouguerin, Andy Perez, and Huff. And then the bottom of the lineup, Martin, Kelly, and Gene Perez, and Caleb Franzen on the mound. So now it's time for the starting lineup for the San Jose Giants under first-year manager Jeremiah Knuckstead. Here's his lineup, the Giants at 28-17. Leading off and playing first base, number 55, Andrew Cachel. So that means both starting players in the starting lineups are from Fresno State. Batting second, the second baseman, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the DH, number 8, O'Neill Perez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 5, Tanner Otremba. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 46, Thomas Gavello. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 16, Jose Ramos. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 18, P.J. Hilson. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 41, Dylan Rosario. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 7, Alexander Suarez. And on the bump for San Jose is the left-hander, number 32, Hayden Wynja, who comes with a record of 3-0, a 5.32 ERA. So once again, for San Jose, it'll be Cachel, Velasquez, Perez, Otremba, Gavello, Ramos, and then rounded out Hilson, Rosario, Suarez, and Wynja on the bump. Memorial Day Monday here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California, the South Bay. A beautiful day for baseball. Game one of six between two California League Northern Division foes. Two teams who have made the playoffs the past couple of seasons. Two teams who continue their rivalry here on Monday afternoon. Our home plate umpire is Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. Over on the bases is Gabe Vargas. As the Grizzlies and the Giants, their managers, talking to the home plate umpire and Jeter Abdullah and Gabe Vargas over there as well, too. They're talking about the field as well, making sure that both teams are ready to go. Afternoon baseball as well, back-to-back day games for Fresno. The Grizzlies, they're in their gray uniforms. They have the gray pants, gray uniforms. They have the red numbers on the back of those gray uniforms. On the front, they have Fresno as well. They're in their military hats, their Memorial Day hats as well, green hats with their Grizzlies logo on the front of those hats. Really nice logo as well in the front. While San Jose, they're wearing their Operation Care and Comfort military theme jerseys today. They're also wearing their military caps, those green caps as well. They have the white pants and those military jerseys with the orange numbers on the back of them. They have the black and white and gray mixed throughout camouflage jerseys as they get ready to take the field right now. We'll take a quick break. We'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Saturday morning, joint color guard. Mind you, the things remain standing until the colors have left the field and are retired. Direct your attention to the first base side of the field as the San Jose Giants pay their respects to those brave men and women who've never made it home. Please welcome Bugler Roberto Payne.
Thank you.
please remain upstanding as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. With us today to perform the Star-Spangled Banner, please welcome to the Excite Ballpark microphone an Air Force veteran and contractor for the 131st Rescue Squadron for the California Air National Guard, Kimberly Eisenhower.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here Monday afternoon for baseball as the colors leave the field. Great national anthem as we get set for first pitch here at Excite Ballpark between your Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. The colors have officially left the field as we get set for baseball here at Excite Ballpark. Again, we had the colors. We also had some taps as well, and then the national anthem here at Excite Ballpark as we play here on Memorial Day Monday here for baseball. Again, I hope you're having a meaningful Memorial Day. We'll be taking a lot of moments this afternoon to honor those who have served our nation and are no longer with us. And at 3 p.m., we'll have a moment of silence as well here at Excite Ballpark if we do get to that 3 p.m. threshold this afternoon. But right now, it is time for baseball here in the South Bay. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 106 between two California League Northern Division foes. It's the visiting Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants, the top two teams in the California League Northern Division standings. Hayden Wynja gets the ball for San Jose, the left-hander, 3-0, a 5.32 ERA. As he gets the ball, and he will take on this Grizzlies lineup, leading off and playing DH, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr., a home run last night, or yesterday afternoon, extended his hit streak to 5 games, a season long, and the current team long for Fresno. Brian Betancourt bats second, he's at first base. Ryan Ritter, the shortstop, he bats third. Center fielder Jesus Bugarin bats cleanup, followed by the third baseman Andy Perez, he'll hit fifth. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Robbie Martin bats seventh, he's the right fielder. Parker Kelly, the left fielder, bats eighth. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. Caleb Franzen gets the ball for Fresno. So a battle of southpaws here in the South Bay. Hayden Wynja finish up his warm-up pitches. Behind him defensively in left field will be Tanner Otremba. Alexander Suarez in center. P.J. Hilson in right field. At third base, Dylan Rosario. Shortstop is Jose Ramos. Second base, Diego Velasquez. Andrew Cachel over at first. The catcher is Thomas Gavello. And Hayden Wynja, the lefty. As E.J. Andrews Jr. strides to the plate. And we are ready for baseball. 68 degrees, 11-mile-per-hour winds, sunny skies with a couple clouds. Here's the pitch. And a fastball inside. And we are underway here at 1:06 p.m. Here comes the next pitch from the tall lefty in Hayden Wynja. And it's outside. The count now at 2-0. Hayden Wynja wears number 32 on the back of his military-themed jersey. He is 6'9", 220 pounds. As a 2-0 is a called strike from the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah. And the count now at 2-1. The base umpire is Gabe Vargas. The Grizzlies are in their grays. As here comes the 2-1 Andrews Jr., and he takes that pitch high. And the count now at 3-1. Wynja, born on October 14, 1998, signed as a free agent in 2022 with the Giants organization. As that pitch is called a strike, the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. From the lefty in Hayden Wynja. As here comes the 3-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. And it's inside, ball 4 and a leadoff walk for Fresno. The Grizzlies won 10-9 yesterday. They trailed 6-0 after 2 innings before scoring 5 in the second and 4 in the 5th inning to go along with that win. And so the Grizzlies looking to get out in front here early, as here comes the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt against the lefty in Hayden Wynja, who's 24 years old in his second professional season. A non-drafted free agent signed in July of 2022. Here's the pitch. It's outside, but called a strike from Jabril Jeter Abdullah. And the count at 0-1. Last season pitched for the ACL Giants Orange in rookie ball. Tossed 3 1/3 innings, allowed 3 runs. No walks and 3 Ks over 3 relief appearances. As here comes the 0-1 from Wynja. And Betancourt looks at a called strike that darts on the outer part of the plate. And the count now at 0-2. Wynja attended Purdue University from 2018 to 2019. Then Lincoln Trail College in 2020. The University of South Florida in 2021. And then Murray State in 2022. As that pitch is outside. And the count of 1-2. A check on E.J. Andrews. He's back safely with a head first dive. The catcher and Gavello making the throw over there. So counts now 1-2 as E.J. Andrews had a good enough lead. But a battle here between lefties now and Wynja and Betancourt. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And that is called strike 3 on the outer part of the plate. Good off-speed pitch there from Wynja. And it nips the outer part. So 1 out now as here comes the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. In 2022, Hayden Wynja earned first-team All-Ohio Valley Conference honors. He posted a 3.67 ERA over 15 games, 14 starts, with 86 strikeouts and only walked 24. As that pitch is lifted high in the air to shallow right field. Now on the infield as that ball is moving in the wind. And a great play from the second baseman, Velasquez, who stays with it for the second out. So that ball initially looked like it was going into right field. And the ball kept carrying, moving a little bit. It was towards the first base and right field line. And the second baseman, Velasquez, making the play for the second out. As here comes now the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Andrews Jr. still leads from first. Here's the pitch. And a high line drive to left. The left fielder going back on the ball. It's at the wall and is caught by the left fielder, Otremba, just shy of that left field wall to end the inning. So a leadoff walk by Andrews Jr. He's left stranded. No scores. We had the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FraserGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark for Game 1 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Caleb Franzen gets the ball for Fresno as he takes on this San Jose lineup. Andrew Cacho will lead things off, the first baseman. The second baseman, Diego Velasquez, he'll hit second, followed by the DH and O'Neal Perez. Left fielder Tanner Otremba hits fourth, followed by the catcher and Thomas Gavello, who hits fifth. Jose Ramos, the shortstop, hits sixth. The right fielder, P.J. Hilson, hits seventh. Dylan Rosario, the third baseman, hits eighth. And Alexander Suarez, the center fielder, hits ninth. Here's the first pitch from Franzen. It's a fastball that clips the outer part of the plate. And the count is 0-1 to Andrew Cagel, the Fresno State Bulldog. So both Fresno State former players are leaning off for both teams as he swings and misses. And the count quickly 0-2 from Caleb Franzen. Yes, here comes the 0-2 from the lefty and Franzen. That pitch is high in the count at 1-2. Caleb Franzen, lefty, 1-1, a 4.81 ERA. Franzen is making his eighth appearance, seventh start. Here's the 1-2 and a ground ball to the first baseman. A dive by Bencourt. The flip over, and it is in time. What a play all around for the Grizzlies defense. Brian Bencourt, the first baseman, laying out, makes the play near the right field line. The underhand toss to Franzen, who was hustling over there, and they just beat Cagel, who dove for the first base bag. What a play from Bencourt to lead off this game. We look at the replay here, and Franzen beat Cagel by a step. So one out here is, here's Diego Velasquez, and that pitch is high in the count at 1-0. So 3-1 to start this contest. So here's Velasquez now with one away, and that pitch is outside. The count at 2-0 from the lefty and Caleb Franzen, who is 6'3", 200 pounds, bats left, throws left. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count now at 3-0 to Velasquez. Franzen, 21 years old, born on June 10th, 2001. Born in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's the 3-0, and that is right down the middle. The count now at 3-1 to Velasquez, the second baseman. Batting 320 with two homers and 834 OPS for Diego Velasquez. As here comes the 3-1 from Caleb Franzen. And it is low ball four, a one-out walk. So Velasquez reaches via base on balls as he'll bring up the DH and O'Neill Perez. Perez, a catcher and a DH. Caleb Franzen was drafted by the Rockies in the 12th round of the 2022 MLB draft. Pick number 356 out of the University of Portland. In his second professional season. Franzen comes set. Here's the pitch and a fly ball out to right field. Coming in now is the right fielder Martin. He reaches up and makes the catch. Swirling winds already this afternoon. We've seen a couple balls carry a little bit differently than we're used to seeing here at Excite Ballpark. As here comes the left fielder in Tanner Otremba. Just from the pop-up from Ritter earlier in the first inning to now that ball carrying a little bit differently than we're seeing usually in the afternoons here at Excite Ballpark. As here's the pitch to Otremba. He takes a pitch that is called a strike on the inner half of the plate. Otremba not happy with the call. The count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Caleb Franzen. As here comes the 0-1 from the lefty. And that is called strike two right down the middle. And Huff quickly throwing the ball back to his left-hander is Franzen looking for a clean bottom of the first. Just underway here at Excite Ballpark in the South Bay. Monday baseball, first time we've said that this season. As here comes the 0-2 from Franzen, and it swung on and missed. A fastball high in the zone, and Franzen has a clean bottom of the first. We had the second, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 223.
Welcome back to the South Bay here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the second inning. No score between Fresno and San Jose. Andy Perez will lead things off for the Grizzlies against the left-hander in Hayden Wynja. As Perez talking to the catcher in Thomas Gavello. As Wynja ready to go. Make sure his defense behind him is ready as well. As here comes the first pitch to Andy Perez. And it's an off-speed pitch that is called a ball. The count at 1-0. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Play with the best. Here in the top of the second, we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-0 now to Perez, and he sees a called strike. The count at 3-1. Both the second and third pitches were a little bit outside of the zone, according to home plate umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Here's the next pitch, and that is fouled towards the Grizzlies dugout. Heads up over there. The count now full 3-2 to Andy Perez, who was 3-for-4 with 3 runs in yesterday's win for Fresno. As here comes another 3-2 offering from the left-hander. And that is a little blooper that's going to go foul towards the left field and the barbecue over for San Jose. And so the count now remains at 3-2. As Wynn, you're ready to go once again. And here comes his 3-2 offering, the left-hander, Wynn. And that is called strike 3 on the outer part of the plate. I don't know about that one. Perez heads back towards the dugout in disgust. Second strikeout now for Wynn. One away as here comes the shortstop in Jose Ramos. We're actually taking that back. Sorry, it was the catcher in Cody Huff. As that pitch by Huff is lifted towards the right field line, and it is going to be caught by the right fielder in P.J. Hilson for the out. So Huff retired. And now two away here, as here's the right fielder in Robbie Martin. He is today's beer batter with two outs here in the top of the second inning. So Perez out on strikes and Huff the fly out. So now here's Robbie Martin, who had his fourth homer of the season yesterday, a two-run missile to right field, as that's a called strike. The count at 0-1 as the crowd getting into it right here for the beer batter. So two outs now. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. And the count at 1-1 from the 6-9 lefty in Hayden Wynn. So one ball, one strike to Robbie Martin here in the top of the second. And that is fouled off the count at 1-2. A beautiful afternoon for baseball. 68 degrees, 11 mile per hour wind, sunny with a couple clouds as well. You can see the mountains in the background as well as the crowd getting ready for some beer, if you can hear right here on the broadcast. So count now at 1-2 to Robbie Martin. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Martin just getting a piece of it here. A great promotion here in San Jose, the beer batter. As fans are ready to take over beer sales right here. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Velasquez. And he will flip it over to first to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Hayden Wynn. We have the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Monday afternoon baseball. It is Memorial Day as well. I hope you're having a meaningful day. We'll be taking moments throughout this afternoon to honor those who served our nation and are no longer with us. As we head to the bottom of the second inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose. A battle of two California League Northern Division foes. The Grizzlies trying to gain some ground on San Jose, who has a five-game lead in the California League Northern Division. Standing San Jose at 28-17. The Grizzlies one game over 500 at 23-22. Both teams coming off a win on Sunday. And right back in action this afternoon. Here's the first pitch from Franzen. A fly ball from Thomas Covello into the center field gap, and it is not caught. It gets down. This is extra bases for Covello, and a leadoff double. First pitch swinging there from Covello, who's one of the best hitters in the California League. And here comes the shortstop, Jose Ramos. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As the first pitch is a bunt attempt fouled into the stands, and a great play made by a couple of fans here at Excite Ballparks. The count is 0-1 here to Jose Ramos. Runner at second, no outs here in the bottom of the second. Here's a pitch from Franzen, a fly ball, and it's going to be lifted out of play. And the count now at 0-2. Here in the bottom of the second, again, we want to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As Franzen once again comes set around the face, here's the pitch, and a fly ball, and it's going to be on the infield. The second baseman, Perez, now underneath it will make the play. So Gene Perez puts out Ramos for the first out of the inning, as here comes the right fielder, P.J. Hilson, a non-productive out for the Giants. As here's P.J. Hilson now. P.J. Hilson, a .259 average, two homers, eight RBIs against the lefty in Caleb Franzen, who was making his second appearance against the Giants this season. A 1-1 record, a 4.81 ERA. As that pitch misses inside, the count at 1-0. Franzen, his last start against San Jose, came on April 25th at Chukchansey Park, where he picked up a win after six innings of one-run baseball. Line drive, a one bouncer over to Perez. Perez now to first in time. That was hard hit, and Perez making the play over at third base. Again, no advancement from Covello, and Hilson's retired. 5-3, so a one bouncer. Line drive right off the ground there to Perez, who made a great play and a quick throw over, and Hilson, I don't think, was even halfway down the line by the time that ball got over to first base. So two outs now. And here's Dylan Rosario, and a check now and a great catch from Perez. That ball almost went to center field as Franzen makes the throw over. Two outs here, runner at second for San Jose here in the bottom of the second. But Franzen in that game, six innings of one-run ball, is probably his best outing this year. Allowed seven hits, did not issue a walk, struck out three. As that ball bounces up and went off the catcher, Huff, and then went off the batter in Rosario, so the count now at 1-0. The Grizzlies beat the Giants 5-1 in that game, and only one of two wins that the Grizzlies have had against the or when Franzen pitches, as we looked at a replay there, and it did bounce off of Huff, and then it bounced off the bat of Rosario. As that ball again went in the dirt, and the count now at 2-0. It did appeal by the base umpire. He did not go. So the count is 2-0 here to Dylan Rosario. But Franzen, this season, has pitched decently well, has had a couple rough outings. But mainly as a starter, especially in the day, he's pitched well. In day games this year, Caleb Franzen, four starts. He is 1-0, a 2.74 ERA. While in night games, three appearances, two starts, 0-1, and 9.28 ERA. Here's a 3-0 and a fly ball to right field. And it's going to be just out of play. A sliding attempt by the right fielder, Robbie Martin, and he ran out of room. So the count at 3-1. Great hustle there from Martin. The count now at 3-1. Caleb Franson, his last outing was in the day on May 23rd at home against the Stockton Ports. 5 innings of one-run baseball. Walked 4, allowed 3 hits. He struck out a career-high 9. Stockton came back to beat Fresno 4-3, though, in that contest. Here's the 3-1. A line drive to left field, and it gets down. Gavello around third. He will score. And now the throw back to first, and they did not get him. Rosario looks to be hurt at first base as he dove back into the first base bag. It is 1-0 Giants, though, on the RBI single from Rosario. Gavello rounds third. He scored easily. The cutoff man and Andy Perez then back picking after Rosario rounded first heavily. Rosario going back into first base, dove awkwardly. We hope he's okay there. Good tag apply from Bencourt. Rosario was safe, and now they're checking on his arm. It looks like his left arm is being checked on right now by the athletic trainer and Christian Fossler. Rosario just talking with him, making sure that his shoulder didn't go out of place or his arm wasn't caught awkwardly. But it's 1-0 San Jose on the second hit of the inning. As we bring up the center fielder, Alexander Suarez, by the way. And they think that he's okay. So Rosario will stay into the game. He's the runner at first now with 2 outs here. Another 2-out run that Fresno has allowed over the past week. That was a big issue against the Ports, who took 4 out of 6 from Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it's high. And the count at 1-0 to the hard-hitting Alexander Suarez, the center fielder. Second year now, Suarez has played with San Jose. As here comes the 1-0 from Franzen, and it's outside. And the count now at 2-0. From Caleb Franzen. The runner at first is Rosario. An RBI single for him. Scoring Thomas Gavello, who led off the inning with a double. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball to right field. It is playable for Martin. Still coming in. He'll reach up and make the play. The Giants take a 1-0 lead. We had the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We are in the top of the third inning. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno, as will be Parker Kelly leading things off against the left-hander in Hayden Wynja. On Memorial Day, Major and Minor League Baseball will honor and observe the national moment of remembrance. As the first pitch to Kelly is a called strike, the count at 0-1. This special nationwide effort was created to recognize the importance of remembering those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. As that pitch is low and in the dirt, the count now at 1-1. It also provides an opportunity to offer a unified expression of gratitude and help younger Americans understand the significance of Memorial Day here this Monday. Here's the 1-1. A pitch is fouled off by Kelly. The count now at 1-2. The first Monday of the season, and these two teams honoring Memorial Day here at Excite Ballpark. And we're so grateful to be able to bring you the call this afternoon. As that pitch is swung on and missed, Kelly down on strikes. Third strikeout from Wynja, as here comes the second baseman in Gene Perez. And for everyone who has made the ultimate sacrifice and has lost their life, we are here and so grateful for what you've been able to do for our country and for allowing us to be able to bring this great game of baseball. As that pitch is swung on and fouled off by Perez, the count at 0-1. As we're allowing us to be here, and we're so blessed to have this game going on today because of you guys. So thank you so much. Here's the 0-1, and that is low. And the count now at 1-1 here to Gene Perez, the second baseman. The Grizzlies and Giants starting their six-game series today here at Excite Ballpark. The third of five series between the clubs here in 2023, and the second of three sets in San Jose, as that's a ground ball hard hit to the shortstop. Great throw from Ramos in time, and Perez retired. 6-3 on the put out, as here comes the DH in E.J. Andrews Jr., who walked in his first at-bat. These two teams opened up the 2023 season here at Excite Ballpark, where Fresno took 2 of 3. And last season, the Grizzlies won 17 of the 30 meetings between the clubs and swept the Giants in the divisional series 2-0. But now this year, that is swung on a miss by Andrews Jr., the count at 0-1. Fresno has won 5 of 9 games so far, took 2 out of 3 here, and then lost 4 out of 6 against the Giants back at Chukchansey Park. Actually, they split that series, excuse me, so 3-3. So Fresno winning the series here and then splitting at Chukchansey Park. So taking 5 out of 9. As that is swung on a miss. Good breaking ball from Wynja. And the count at 1-2. Overall, Fresno is 38-31 in the regular season. And 2-3 in the playoffs against San Jose since the Grizzlies joined the California League in 2021. 1-2 here in the top of the third. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno. Here's the pitch from Wynja. And it is called strike 3. A great breaking ball, and Andrews Jr. is the fourth casualty. We had the bomb the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to the South Bay here at Excite Ballpark. San Jose leads Fresno by a score of 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. Caleb Franzen back out to work against San Jose's lineup. Will be the top of the lineup for Andrew Cachel to lead things off. Lou Provence Apartment Homes and Minko Abbott at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here in the bottom of the third, we thank Mako Abbott and Lou Provence for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch is high, and the count of 1-0. Here's the next pitch from Franzen. A fly ball to center field. Bougarin racing back. He will get there for the first out. Cato was right on it, but he is now 0-2 this afternoon. As we'll bring up the second baseman in Diego Velasquez. So Cato a ground out and now a fly out. As here's Velasquez, who walked in his first at-bat. The Giants, the best offensive team in the California League and the best offensive team in single A. Coming in, the Giants, as that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. The Giants came in as a team batting .274. Here's the next pitch and is swung on in the dirt. Good stop there from Huff. And the count now at 1-1. So San Jose, their batting average is .14 points more than the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Grizzlies tied, or actually they're fifth. They were tied for fourth, but Inland Empire passing them over the past week. As here comes the 2-1 from Franzen. It's high, and the count now at 3-0. But this offense, from top to bottom, very, very tough to get out here. And when you have a guy like Thomas Covello, who's all over the California League hitting leaderboard, batting fifth, you know you have a very good squad. As here comes the 3-1, and it's outside, ball four. So for the second time, Velasquez reaches via walk. It is also both walks from Franzen. As here comes the DH and O'Neill Perez. One out, runner at first here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno as Caleb Franzen on the bump for the Grizzlies. And Franzen will come set. Here's the pitch, and now a check over. They got Ramos in a pickle. The tag, and he's safe at second. Ramos took off the pick over from Franzen. Then the throw from Betancourt to the shortstop in Ritter. The tag applied, and he is safe. So we look at the replay right here. Ritter was too far up the line to make a decent tag, and Ramos sliding in there safely. It is a stolen base now for Velasquez. As now that pitch is inside, the count of 1-0 to Perez. So runner in scoring position on the stolen base, and the catcher Huff is now going to have that against his stats, and he never even touched the baseball. As here comes the 1-0, and that's fouled off in the count of 1-1, which makes the point now where do stolen bases, should they count against the catcher? Because in that situation, the catcher never touched it. Is it more on Franzen not being able to make a throw over? Is it because the defense couldn't make a play there? Makes someone wonder. Fly ball to right field. Martin is there. He comes in, racing in. Here's the throw now. Martin's got a great arm. The throw! And they got him! Martin, the double play to end the inning. What a throw from Robbie Martin! 9-5 on the double play to end the inning. Maybe that'll put some life in the bats for Fresno as they trail 1-0. We had the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno. Hayden Wynja back on the bump for the Giants as he will take on Bryant Betancourt to lead things off here in the top of the fourth. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Betancourt is inside. The count at 1-0. Bryant Betancourt today was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. As here comes the 1-0 from Hayden Wynja, and that is outside. And the count now at 2-0 to Bryant Betancourt, who's batting .239, one homer, 14 RBI. Here's the pitch, a line drive to left field. The left fielder barely having to move, and Otremba makes the play. Couple pitches and one out as here comes the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Ritter 0 for 1 this afternoon. Here at Excite Ballpark, great crowd on hand. A beautiful afternoon. I was talking with Zach Agnos, our pregame guest, one of our three pregame guests before the game today. And I said, you know, it's really nice, this area. That's a high pop-up. It's going to stay on the infield. Who's it going to be? It's the second baseman battling the wind in Velasquez, and he will make the play. And just like that, two outs as here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin. A beautiful, beautiful evening. Our afternoon here in the South Bay. First game of this six-game series. Here's the pitch and a ground ball. This is the shortstop, Ramos, the throw, and it's beautifully done to end the inning. Hayden Wynja, a 1-2-3 inning again. The only batter that has reached was a leadoff walk. We had the bottom of the fourth, a beautiful afternoon for baseball. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0. San Jose leads Fresno. Caleb Franzen back on the bump. He'll take on 4-5-6 in the Giants lineup. Otremba, Gavello, and Ramos. Excite Ballpark, a beautiful ballpark here in San Jose, California. The San Jose Giants, the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They have seen a lot of big leaguers come through here, just like Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner, and even Matt Cain. Here's the first pitch. It's outside, and the count at 1-0. Actually, it's 0-1, a called strike there from Jeter Abdullah, the home plate umpire. And the next pitch is a fly ball lifted on the diamond. It'll be the third baseman, Perez, and he makes the play. Again, swirling winds this afternoon. We've seen a couple of players on the infield try to stay with that ball until the last second. Perez makes the play, and one out here. So Otremba is retired. And he'll bring up Thomas Gavello, who doubled and scored back in the second inning. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Good fastball there from Franzen. Lots of movement there as a left-hander starts to get loose down in the pen for San Jose. It's number 43, Nomar Medina, as that pitch is swung on and missed. And the count at 0-2 to Gavello. As now we have time at the plate. The umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah, walking in front. Make sure everyone knows about that. Yes, here comes the 0-2, and it's high. And the count now one ball and two strikes to Thomas Gavello, the catcher. Gavello batting .271, seven homers, and .953 OPS. That's a line drive again, just like his first at-bat. That is into the right center gap. He rounds first, but he'll stay there. Another big hit for Gavello, 2-for-2 now for him. Third hit for San Jose, and with one out, here comes the shortstop in Jose Ramos. But a great crowd on hand here at Excite Ballpark, as we were talking about. If you go from left to right field, you'll see a lot of stadium outfield wall signage here at Excite Ballpark, as Ramos comes in against Caleb Franzen, and here's the first pitch, and it's a ground ball, and it goes into left field, a base hit. Gavello up to second. Ramos is now 1-for-2. Four hits now, and here comes the right fielder, P.J. Helson. But here at Excite Ballpark, if you go all the way across the ballpark here, lots of stadium signage on the outfield wall. In left center field, you'll see how fast a pitch was. In center field, you'll see that time clock. As here comes the pitch from Franzen, and it's a bunt attempt, and it's a beauty, and I think everybody's safe. A single for Hilson on the bunt attempt. Ramos to second, Gavello to third. You couldn't put that bunt any better with one out. As here's Rosario now to the plate. That bunt was to the third base side. It was barely up in the air, but perfectly between the third baseman in Perez, the pitcher in Franzen, and the catcher in Huff, and with the backspin on it, that ball just dented right in the grass. As that's a high fly ball, and it goes out of play, and the count at 0-1. And Franzen didn't even make a throw over there by the time he got to that ball. A perfectly placed bunt. So now bases loaded with one out here in the fourth inning. 1-0, San Jose leads Fresno. Here's the pitch from Franzen. And a line drive, and it is down. A base hit. This will score one. Here comes the second. It's 3-0 Giants. Dylan Rosario has all three RBIs now on the two RBI single. Hilson a second. Ramos scores. Gavello scores. And it's 3-0 San Jose. Four hits this inning now, and it's 3-0 Giants. One out still, and here's the center fielder, Alexander Suarez. That's now a mound visit coming here. But we're still talking about Excite Ballpark. Lots of early swings now. But it's 390 to dead center here at Excite Ballpark. Over in right field. 320 feet. About the same over in left field as well, too. Lots of stadium signage where you'll see their video board out in right center field. You'll see the pitch clock. You see where it shows the time and the temperature as well. Lots of crowd here today. They have their seats that everyone's in, blue seats on the lower part, and then bleachers on the upper part here at Excite Ballpark. Fans are right on top of both dugouts, where the Grizzlies are on the third base side. Here's the pitch, and a line drive foul, and the count at 0-1 heads up over there. Hope everyone is okay. And then, of course, San Jose, they're on the first base side. Great concessions as well. We have barbecue out in left field. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-2. Good pitch there from Franzen. The count now at no balls and two strikes to Suarez, who's 0 for 1 today. Here comes the 0-2, and it's swung on and missed. Suarez down on strikes. That's the third strikeout now for Franzen. A big second out. And here comes the first baseman, Andrew Cachel. But Excite Ballpark, beautiful. Lots of memories here. If you've ever want to take a trip about 2.5-3 hours from Fresno, check out the concessions, really good food, including the churros, as that is high in the count at 1-0. I know that's the one thing that I make sure I have to have here. The barbecue here as well is fantastic, but I want to make sure I have those churros. If you ever come down here, check out the churros, enjoy some baseball, as that is a ground ball. It's going to go foul, and the count now at 1-1 here to Andrew Cachel, who's 0-2. Runners at first and second. 2 outs, 3-0. San Jose leads Fresno. As the Grizzlies trail here, they still are looking for their first hit of the game. Here's the pitch, and it's high. And the count now at 2-1. Franzen has allowed 6 hits, 3 runs all earned. He also has walked 2 batters and struck out 3. Franzen averages about 3 runs per game, so right at his average. As a check now, and the shortstop Ritter applying the tag, and he is out! Oh, man! I don't know about that, but the second baseman in Hilson is out. And the crowd giving their displeasure as here comes the manager in Jeremiah Knuckstead. The tag applied from Ritter. On the replay, it's close, but he is out at second base. So Hilson is out at second. That will end the inning, but the Giants scored 2 more runs in the fourth. We had the fifth. It is 3-0 San Jose. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Top of the fifth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. First pitch is a check swing to the third baseman, and Perez is retired. Goes 5-3 on the putout. Medina is now pitching. Nomar Medina, the left-hander, wears number 43 on the back of his jersey. So Hayden Wynja, 4 hitless and scoreless innings. Walked 1, struck out 4. As here comes Cody Huff. Ninth game out of the bullpen for Medina, a 2-2 record, a 4.07 ERA for the left-hander. Here's the pitch. It is high to Huff to count at 1-0. Cody Huff 0-1 today. 3-0 San Jose leads Fresno here in the top of the fifth. Here's the next pitch from Medina. It's low in the count now at 2-0. Fresno had a leadoff walk. That's it today so far, as they have now retired, as that is a called strike. 13 straight batters. The The count now 2-1 here to Cody Huff here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. And a line drive, and Ramos stays with it. The throw to first in time. What a play. Jose Ramos, a one-hopper. He picks it, stays with it. The throw, and it's in time. So two outs now. As here comes the right fielder, Robbie Martin, today's beer batter. He's 0-1. So two outs now. What a play here in the top of the fifth inning. So Grizzlies still looking for their first hit. A lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. And that's a high fly ball. Right field, it's playable, though. And the right fielder in Hilson makes the play. Grizzlies go down in order again. They've had 15 straight batters retired. We had the bottom of the fifth. Listen, Grizzlies baseball and stream guys, PresentGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-0. The Giants lead the Grizzlies. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and the Fresno Grizzlies. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0 here to Andrew Cachel, who's 0-2. Here comes the next pitch from the lefty in Franzen, a breaking ball in there. We count at 1-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, as that's a fly ball out to center field. Boo Green trying to track it. He has late sight on it, but he will make the play, and Cachel is retired. One out now, as here comes the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. Make sure you go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. They have new amenities at a great price, and they're waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes Diego Velasquez now. He's walked twice, also stolen a base. As the first pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1 from the lefty in Caleb Franzen, who has three pitches, a fastball, slider, and changeup. Here's the 0-1, and it is inside, and the count now at 1-1. 3-0 Giants, a no-hitter right now for San Jose. A leadoff walk right now for Fresno, that's all they have. Ground ball to the second baseman, Gene Perez gobbles it up over to first in time. And it's 4-3, and Velasquez retired for the first time this afternoon. Two outs now, as here's the DH O'Neill Perez, who has flown out twice so far. So Grizzlies trying to get something going here from the lefty and Caleb Franzen, who was a 12th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of the University of Portland. He is 21 years old, as that's a high chopper. Ritter, the throw over, and it's in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Caleb Franzen. We had the top of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
there's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning, 3-0, the Giants lead the Grizzlies. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing, earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we thank Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Parker Kelly leads things off against Nomar Medina as that pitch is outside. The count of 1-0. As here comes the next pitch from the lefty Medina. And it is low in the count now at 2-0 from Medina. As Fresno has had 15 straight batters retired. The leadoff man in E.J. Andrews reached base on a walk. Other than that, that's all the Grizzlies have offensively. Here's next pitch from Medina, and it's outside in the count at 3-0. Nomar Medina wears number 43 on the back of his jersey. Born on November 23rd, 2002. That'd make him 20 years old. As that pitch is inside, ball four, and the Grizzlies have a runner on. A walk to Kelly. Second batter that's reached, still a no-hitter going on. As here comes the second baseman, Gene Perez. Medina is 6 feet, 190 pounds, an international free agent in 2020 by the Giants. He's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. As here's the pitch to Perez, and it is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Medina. Black sleeves for the lefty. As here comes the 0-1, as Kelly leads from first. Here's the pitch, and a bunt attempt, and that is fouled off, and the count now at 0-2. The third base coach, Cesar Galvez, giving signs to Gene Perez. The Grizzlies manager, Steve Solis, the first base coach, talking to Parker Kelly over there. So no balls and two strikes here to Gene Perez. Andrews Jr. awaits on deck. Here's the 0-2. Long pause. There goes Kelly, and that is fouled off by Perez. And we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Parker Kelly, pretty good speed for him this year. He has stolen four bases, has been caught twice. As the count remains at 0-2 here at Excite Ballpark. As the Grizzlies trail 3-0, trying to get something going offensively. As here comes the 0-2. And it's fouled off again by Perez, who's right on it. Perez coming in, one homer, two RBI, a 302 OPS. Perez has had a tough go of it since joining Fresno from High A Spokane. But we have seen really good power. His only homer coming in, Modesto. As here comes the 0-2 to Gene Perez, and instead it'll be a check back on Parker Kelly. So the count remains at 0-2, and Medina falling off heavily there when he made that throw over. His account remains at 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 again, and it's high in the count at 1-2. 3-0 our score. San Jose leads Fresno here in the top of the sixth inning. A shout-out right now to Ben Hensley, listening back in Fresno, California. Ben, Excite Ballpark is beautiful. Nice weather expected this week here in the South Bay. Glad you could tune in. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball. This could be 2-5-4. He is safe at first. It will be just one out as Kelly is out at second. So Perez reaches on the fielder's choice. It goes 5-4 for the first out. As here's the DH, E.J. Andrews Jr., 0-1 with the walk back in the first inning. Also like to give a shout-out to the world's best girlfriend, Molly, listening back in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon on Memorial Day. As here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. Instead, it'll be a check on Perez. He's back safely with a head-first dive. Gene Perez is 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts. As here comes the pitch from Medina, and that is high. And the count at 1-0 to Andrews Jr., who is riding a 5-game hit streak, the longest by a Grizzlies batter currently. It is also EJ's longest of the season, his second time on a 5-game hit streak. Andrews Jr., his 7th homer of the season yesterday against the Stockton Ports. He had 2 homers in that series against Stockton. As that pitch is outside, and the count now at 2-0. Great power from Andrews Jr. this season. 7 homers and 871 OPS. The batting average just a dip below 250. Has been the leadoff man for Fresno over their past couple of games as well. Here's the 2-0, and it's way outside. And the count at 3-0. Andrews Jr., tons of speed as well. And manager Steve Solis says when you have a leader like Andrews Jr. who's back for his second season, it allows you for him to be able to gain some more confidence, but also show what it takes to be a leadoff hitter. Here's the 3-0, and that is low ball 4. For the second time, Andrews Jr. reaches via walk. Up to second base goes Perez. So now runners at first and second with one out, and here's Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 0-for-2, but a guy who's also, I believe, has turned the corner here as well. We saw his first homer last Tuesday in Fresno. Betancourt, 1 homer, a 607 OPS. Has picked up a lot of RBIs over the past couple of weeks. As here's the pitch from Medina. It's in the dirt. Great stop from the catcher, Gavello. The count of 1-0, no strikes. And for Fresno, try to get a run across here in the sixth inning. Still being no hit here. Also, a shout-out to Matt O'Neill, who's doing some yard work up in northern Idaho. Glad you could tune in this afternoon. As here comes the 1-0 to Bryant Betancourt. And a check swing. Now a check back at second base, and Gene Perez back in there. And he dove back in, and I think he hurt himself. He is now on the ground at second base, diving back into the bag. And I wonder, just like what happened a little bit earlier to Dylan Rosario, I think his arm got stuck. So Gene Perez at second base, if we look at him diving back in, his arm just got stuck. The right arm got stuck into the dirt. That is not pretty at all. As we watch the replay, he went down quickly. And now we'll see if a new guy will take over for Perez at second base. And we do see some movement over in the dugout, and I think that might be it for Perez, and that is not a great feeling. He's pointing towards his left shoulder, though. When we watch the replay, he definitely jammed his shoulder, but when we watch the replay, I thought it was his right arm. It might have been his left. As it hit into the base, and we will have a pinch runner for him. It is Luis Mendez, who will pinch run for Gene Perez. And I believe he'll also just stay in at second base as well. So I'm going to write that into my scorebook. So Luis Mendez will take over here. at second base as Gene Perez exits with an injury. Here in the sixth inning, runners at first and second with one out, so Luis Mendez will take over as Medina will talk to a couple different guys at the pitcher's mound as they have time here. It is Luis Mendez running here. Top of the sixth inning. In single A right now, the only game going on. There'll be two other games tonight here on Memorial Day. Fayetteville and Kannapolis will get going at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Fayetteville at 16-28, the single A affiliate of the Astros, while Kannapolis at 23-21. And then Modesto and Stockton from Banner Island Ballpark this evening. A big matchup. Stockton back-to-back series wins, taking games from the Giants and the Grizzlies. They've won 8 of 12. And Modesto looking to get back on the winning track. Modesto, one game back at Fresno, one game under 500 as well at 22-23. It's 2-0 to Bryant Betancourt. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count now 3-0. Runners at first and second with one out. Fresno still have not had a hit yet. Three walks so far, two in this inning. Bryant Betancourt, as here comes the 3-0 to Betancourt. And it's inside, ball four, and the Grizzlies have loaded the bases. Andrews Jr. to second. To third is now Mendez, the pinch runner. Three walks this inning, one out, and here's Ryan Ritter, who's 0-for-2, two pop-ups. But Ryan Ritter, in the month of May, is batting .293 with a .929 OPS over 19 games. He's recorded 5 homers, 4 doubles, 19 RBI, 16 runs, and 10 walks. Ritter sits among the top 10 of the California League hitting leaderboard in 7 categories. Ritter ranks 2nd in extra base hits, 3rd in homers, 3rd in slugging percentage, 3rd in OPS, tied for 3rd in total bases, 5th in RBI, and tied for 10th in walks. And that factor right there for Ritter is that one swing of the bat and the Grizzlies could have the lead. The Grizzlies just want to keep adding here. They're still looking for their first hit. They trail 3-0 here in the sixth. Here's the pitch. And Ritter takes a called strike in the count at 0-1. From the lefty in Medina, who followed Hayden Wynja, who went 4 hitless in scoreless innings. Walked 1, struck out 4. Now I'm going to trust his bullpen to get it done the rest of the way. Here's the pitch. And he swings and misses. Good pitch from Medina. And the count now 0-2 to Ryan Ritter, a 4th-round draft pick by the Rockies out of the University of Kentucky, where he was the Rawlings Gold Glove Award winner among all Division I players. The shortstop did not commit an error over his final 25 games. Known for his defense, but the bat has been the big factor for him here in this first part of the 2023 season. Here's the 0-2, and Ritter fouls it off at the plate. Just off the catcher, Gavello. The count remains 0-2. A great job from the home plate umpire, Jabril Jeter Abdullah, making sure it was known it was fouled off at the plate. The ball was right in that right batter's box when it went off of Gavello. So the count remains at 0-2. Bases loaded, one out. Fresno looking for their first hit and some runs. They trail 3-0. Here's the pitch. And Ritter, line drive, single to left field. That scores one, and Fresno's on the board. The throw back to third, trying to get E.J. Andrews. He's back there safely at third. But Ryan Ritter, the first hit and the first run, and Fresno's on the board. Ritter delivers the RBI single as went past the diving third baseman in Rosario. So Betancourt to second, E.J. Andrews to third, so base to base. Mendez, who came in as a pinch runner, scores. So a hit and a run as well. As here comes Jesus Bugarin, a ground ball. This could be 2-4. The tag, it is made. And we'll see if they call a play to the second base by Ritter, who got in the way of the second baseman, Velasquez. They're not going to call runner's interference on that. So now two outs, and it does score another run. I don't know about that. It's a fielder's choice. Ritter is out on the four unassisted tag. Bencourt to third. Andrews Jr. comes in to score. So two outs now. Runners at first and third, and here's Andy Perez. And now Fresno trailed 3-2. Here's the pitch. And Perez looking to bunt himself on, and it's fouled off. And the count at 0-1, and I don't know about that. We're kind of confused up here in the broadcast booth initially. Ritter was tagged, and he had dove and got tangled up with Velasquez at second base. And I don't know exactly why maybe even runner's interference was called there. Here's the 0-1. It's a ground ball, and it gets off the first baseman's glove. The play is not made, and we're tied at 3. The backhand by Cajal, it went off his glove. The second baseman, Velasquez, was there, but the pitcher in Medina couldn't get over. And just like that, we are tied here in the 6th. A slow bounding ball to first base. And we are tied at 3 as here comes Cody Huff. So Bugarin a second. Bettencourt scores. The third run this inning, we'll see what they rule it as well. It is an error by the first baseman. As Medina looks back the runner at second, here's the pitch inside of Huff. The count at 1-0. So E3 is what is called. So Bugarin now at second. Perez at first. Bugarin reached on a force out fielded by the second baseman Velasquez, who had tagged Ryan Ritter. And now he awaits at second as that pitch is low. The count at 2-0. And now Perez reaches on the air by the first baseman Cajal. So Bencourt scores. Bugarin's at second. All of a sudden, with one hit, Fresno has 3 runs this inning. What a wild turn of events here at Excite Ballpark. And Huff, who's 0 for 2, looking to bring Fresno ahead. Here's the pitch. Inside, but it's called a strike, and the count at 2-1. 3 walks in this inning. 1 hit, 1 error. A couple fielder's choices as well. And Fresno has tied this game up at 3 here in the 6th. Here's the pitch, and Huff a pop-up, and it's going to be the second baseman Velasquez calling everybody off, and he will make the play. 3-run score, though, for the Grizzlies, and we head the bottom of the 6th. It's a brand-new ball game. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to the South Bay here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Grizzlies and Giants knotted up at 3, game 1 of this 6-game series. Monday afternoon baseball here for Memorial Day. The Grizzlies scoring 3 runs on just 1 hit in the 6th inning. They are back in this game, and all of a sudden a brand new ball game as Caleb Franzen will take on Tanner Otremba. First pitch from the left-hander, and it is inside, and the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies, second place in the California League Northern Division standings, 5 games back of these Giants. As that pitch is swung on and missed, good pitch, the count at 1-1 from Franzen. And a key series here for the Grizzlies, where if they can steal 4 out of 6, as that pitch is outside, the count at 2-1, and get this deficit in the division down to 4, maybe even 3 games, a big win for Fresno. As here comes the 2-1, a line drive, the backhand by Ritter, and he does not make a throw. Ritter, the dive, he got the backhand there, but he could not make a throw as he could not corral that ball. And Otremba reaches, I believe that's going to be a single. It is now the 7th hit for San Jose. As here comes the catcher in Thomas Gavello, who has just been all over the place today for San Jose. 2 for 2, a double, and 2 runs scored. Is now the center fielder, Boo Green, playing a little bit more where Gavello has hit his past 2 hits, as that is a call strike on the breaking ball. The count at 0-1. Good slider there from Franz. And it was a fastball, slider, and changeup. The count at 0-1. And a check instead back on the runner in Otremba. Count remains at 0-1 from Caleb Franzen, who is in another inning of work. Came in making his 7th start, 8 appearance overall. Here's the next pitch from Franzen. Called strike, and the count at 0-2. Franzen went 7-9 with a 4.75 ERA in 3 seasons with the University of Portland, making 40 appearances as a starter and reliever. Here's the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. Gavello down on strikes, and that is the 4th strikeout for Franzen. And with one away, here's the shortstop in Jose Ramos, who's 1 for 2 with a run. But Franzen, with the Pilots, recorded 151 strikeouts in 138 and one-third career innings. As that pitch is low and inside, the count at 1-0 to Jose Ramos. In 2022, Franzen made 7 starts over 18 outings, went 2-5, a 5.16 ERA. A strong lefty, young as well, as that is high. The count now at 2-0. Franzen attended West Lynn High School in West Lynn, Oregon. Wasn't highly recruited out of high school as well. As that pitch is a called strike, and the count at 2-1. But Franzen making the most of his opportunities in college and now gets a chance to play in the Rockies system after being drafted in the 12th round in 2022. A very good left-hander. Here comes the 2-1, and that's outside. And the count now at 3 balls and a strike. Franzen was born in Phoenix, Arizona on June 10th, 2001. So we'll be celebrating a birthday coming up. As here comes the 3-1, it swung on a miss, the throw to second, and it is in time! Mendez tags out Otremba, and the crowd laying out a boo as well as Mendez fell down initially, and Huff makes the play. So Otremba thrown out, the count now 3-2 to Ramos, who's talking with the home plate umpire. The tag, the throw, I don't even know if he tagged him. On the replay, doesn't look like he tagged him. Either way, goes 2-4 on the caught stealing as that ball is lifted and out of play, and the count remains 3-2, and all of a sudden, there are 2 outs in this inning. But the base umpire, Gabe Vargas, calling the batter out on the... or the runner out there, so 2 away now. Man, a lot of crazy plays here as that is high ball 4, and Ramos reaches on the walk. And with 2 outs, here's the right fielder, P.J. Hilson. 3rd walk issued by Franzen, who is here in the 6th inning. If he can get through 1 more out, it will tie a career high as well. Hilson 1 for 2, a single back in the 4th inning. As Franzen comes set, here comes the pitch. Instead of check on the runner, he's back safely. A wild game, 3-3 here in the sixth. Good crowd on hand here at Excite Ballpark for Monday baseball. Here's the pitch, and a blooper in a shallow center field. Boo Green loses his cap, and he's there to make the play. A career-high six innings for Caleb Franzen, 3-3. We head to the top of the seventh inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to the South Bay here in San Jose, California at Excite Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, we are tied at three between Fresno and San Jose as Robbie Martin will lead things off against Nomar Medina, the left-hander, who's back out for another inning of work. It'll be his third inning. Here comes a pitch to Robbie Martin. And Martin, fly ball, right field, it is playable. The right fielder in Hilson ranges over, and he will make the play. So Martin now 0 for 3, as we bring up the left fielder in Parker Kelly. I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom listening back home in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Thanks for the support, and on this Memorial Day, I want to give a big, big thank you to your dad, our grandpa, for the sacrifices he made in the military, and that's a called strike to Kelly, the count at 0-1, and I know that he is looking down on us, and he's proud every day. As here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed, and the count at 0-2 now here to Parker Kelly. As Kelly will take time right here. Game one of this six-game series between Fresno and San Jose. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of this game and what to expect on Wednesday. As that pitch is called strike three, and Kelly down on strikes. Second time he's down on strikes. First K for Medina. And two outs now for the second baseman in Luis Mendez, who is coming up to the plate for the first time this afternoon. Came in as a pinch runner for Gene Perez. So Luis Mendez, lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. And Mendez takes a ball low and the count at 1-0. Luis Mendez had a good game yesterday, reached base a couple times, had a run as well. Here's the 1-0, and Mendez takes a ball again in the dirt, the count at 2-0. And if Luis Mendez can stay hot at the plate in terms of working counts and then driving good pitches, the bottom of the lineup for Fresno can really turn it over to where the top of the lineup has been productive all season long. The count 2-0 here to Luis Mendez. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, almost hits Mendez, and the count now at 3-0. Mendez backing away right there from the pitch from Medina. Medina, 6 feet, 190 pounds. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and it's inside, ball four, two-out walk. Mendez reaches, Four walks now by Medina, five overall for San Jose pitching, as here comes the DH in E.J. Andrews Jr., who has walked twice. Andrews Jr. 0 for 1, a five-game hit streak for him. He's also had a very good month of May. But for Andrews Jr., he's been a consistent hitter all season long for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, and the count of 1-0, it gets away from the catcher, Gavella, who was looking to throw down to first base, and Mendez back safely with no throw. As Medina trying to get out of this inning. Here comes the pitch from Medina, and that is a called strike, and the count now at 1-1. Here on this Memorial Day, Monday baseball, game 1 of 6 between two California League Northern Division foes. Glad you guys could tune in this afternoon. As here comes the 1-1, and it's a little blooper in a shallow right field, and it's going to be caught by the right fielder Hilson to end the inning. We will head to the stretch here at Excite Ballpark. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs. They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh inning, 3-3 between Fresno and San Jose. Caleb Franzen's afternoon is done, and he was brilliant. A couple tough innings for Franzen, but he gets through a career-high 6 innings. He allowed 3 runs all earned on 7 hits, 3 walks. He struck out 4 as well. Actually, I believe it's 3 strikeouts for him. I had 4 in there. It's actually 3 strikeouts for Caleb Franzen. As Felix Ramirez, the left-hander, takes over here. First pitch from the side armor is inside. And the count now at 1 ball and no strikes here to Dylan Rosario, who's 2 for 2 with 3 RBIs. Got all 3 RBI this afternoon as that pitch is inside. And the count now at 2 balls and no strikes from Felix Ramirez. 15th game, he is 1-0, 1.06 ERA. As that pitch is swung on and missed on the inner part of the plate. And the count now at 2-1. But again, Caleb Franzen had an outstanding afternoon as that pitch is called a strike. And the count now at 2-2 to Rosario. So again, Franzen, 6 innings, 3 runs all earned on 7 hits and 3 walks. He struck out 3. As that pitch is outside, and the count now full 3-2 to Dylan Rosario. As here comes the next pitch from the side armor, and it is fouled off, and we'll do it again. Felix Ramirez this season, though, has really been rocking and rolling. He's been a bright spot in the bullpen this season, where he's appeared in 14 games, so his 15th appearance today. He is 1-0, 4 holds, a 1.06 ERA. Here's the pitch, a high chopper to the shortstop, Ritter, backhand the throw, and it is in time, dug out by Betancourt. What a play! 6-3, what a throw from Ritter, who slipped initially at shorts. Ritter was pretty much just using his old arm on that one for the first out, as it brings up the center fielder, Alexander Suarez. Back to Ramirez, though, in 17 innings. He's allowed 2 runs. Both of them have been earned on 10 hits and 9 walks while striking out 21. As that pitch is lined to right center field, a base hit. Suarez has his first hit of the game. He's now 1 for 3. 8th hit for the Giants. It'll bring up the first baseman and Andrew Cachel. A lefty-lefty matchup where lefties are 0-16 with 9 punchouts against Ramirez this season. The side armor is in his 6th professional season after signing with the Rockies as an international free agent in 2017 out of the Dominican Republic. Ramirez, a great story as well, was discovered by a former Major League pitcher. As here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball. This could be 2, 4, 6, 3, a double play. He was discovered by a pitcher on the side of the street when he was a vendor. And now he's twirling a clean inning as we head to the 8th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com and the banner and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. Top of the 8th inning, 3-3 between Fresno and San Jose. As Bryant Betancourt will lead things off, lefty-lefty matchup against Nomar Medina. First pitch is popped up in a shallow center field. Now that ball coming back a little bit more, it's carrying. And it is caught by the center fielder in Suarez for the first out. That ball just kept carrying off the bat of Betancourt, who's now 0-3 with a walk and a run. And to bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single, the only hit for Fresno today. As Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. As that's a line drive to left field, and it's going to go foul. The count 2-1 here to Ryan Ritter. 3-3 our score here on Memorial Day. As we get closer to that 3 p.m. stoppage where we will have a national moment of remembrance. As Jabril Jeter-Abdullah saying something out to the Giants outfielders, and that ball, there was a ball out there in left center field, so the count remains 2-1 here to Ryan Ritter, though, in the top of the eighth inning. Game one of this six-game series, as here's the 2-1 offering from Medina, and a bunt attempt is going to be a tough play. Medina, the throw, it is offline, and now Ritter will just stay at first base. He couldn't keep his momentum towards second. Steve Solis wanted him to go two, and Ritter beating out that play there. I wonder if it's going to be a single or an error. It's a tough play for the pitcher in Medina, who got off the rubber, but the throw was offline. I don't know if it would have been bang play, bang bang if that play was made. It's going to be a single for Ritter. He's now 2-for-4. He's got both hits for Fresno. As here's Jesus Bugarina, runner at first with one out. It was going to be a tough play either way for Medina. As that's a little blooper in the left field, it's going to get foul. Oh, that was looking fair initially down the left field line and just hooked foul. The count at 0-1 here to Jesus Bugarin. As Bugarin was looking for extra bases, Jesus Bugarin has been on fire in the month of May. The Grizzlies center fielder is batting .316 over 22 games, which included a 12-game hit streak. Bugarin in the month of May has recorded 4 extra base hits, scored 14 runs, and drove in 11 RBI. He's also swiped 4 bases successfully without being caught. That's a fly ball out to left field. It's going to go foul towards the barbecue in left field. And the count now at 0-2 to Bugarin. That 12-game hit streak tied for the longest by a Grizzlies batter this season with the man at first base in Ryan Ritter. Bugarin is from Ciudad PR, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2018 by the Rockies, making it over here to the U.S. just a couple years ago, and has continued to play good defense, and the bat is coming through every year as well. Has had lots of all-star awards to him. As here comes the 0-2. And that's a fly ball again, and it's going to go foul and out of play. As a souvenir for a lucky fan, we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes here in the top of the eighth inning, 3-3. Andy Perez waits on deck. And Medina trying to get through 4 innings of work. He'll come set around the belt, and here comes his 0-2. And there goes the runner, swung on a miss, a throw to second, and he is out. A strike him out, throw him out, we'll end the eighth inning. We're heading to the bottom of the eighth, 3-3. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth between San Jose and Fresno. Game one of this six-game series. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch from Felix Ramirez to Diego Velasquez. It's fouled off. The count at no balls and a strike. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's contest and what to expect on Wednesday. Both teams will enjoy an off day tomorrow. Here's the next pitch, a ground ball. High chopper, Mendez over to first in time. And it goes 4-3. Velasquez now 0-2 with two walks. As here comes the DH and O'Neill Perez, who's 0-3. So one out here in the inning as Felix Ramirez so far has allowed just one hit. And that double play in the previous inning, by the way, was the third double play that Ramirez has thrown in his past two appearances as that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. As here comes the next pitch from Ramirez, and that's a breaking ball beautifully in there. And the count quickly at 1-1. Ramirez, the sidearmer, back again, working quick, and that pitch is outside. The count now at 2-1. Felix Ramirez, the first reliever for Fresno. Ramirez, fastball slider changeup from that sidearm slot. Three quarters. That pitch is drifting foul, and the count will remain at 2-2. Felix Ramirez, his totals really are impressive if you look at it in his minor league career. As here's the pitch and a fly ball. It's going to be to the second baseman in Mendez, and he will be there to make the play. Two outs now as here comes the left fielder in Tanner Otremba, who is 1-3. He was caught stealing second back in the sixth inning. We were talking about Felix Ramirez, though. Ramirez coming into this year in 122.1 career innings had allowed just five homers. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 0-1. So if you add on what he's done in this year, 139 and one-third innings, he's allowed six homers in his career. Here's the pitch, a ground ball up the middle, high chopper, and it's not going to be made. It goes off the glove of the second baseman, Mendez, and he will reach there at second base, and a single there with two outs for Otremba. That is nine hits now for San Jose with two outs. Here's the catcher and Thomas Gavello. Gavello 2-3 with double and two runs scored. As Felix Ramirez looking to get out of this inning here in the bottom of the eighth, 3-3. Fresno will have 5-6-7 in their order coming up next half inning as that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0 to Gavello, who is a dangerous hitter for the Giants. Game one of this six-game series. A great battle. We've seen it all year long. We've seen it in the history between these two teams, as that's a called strike. The count at 1-1 now. 38-31 all-time Fresno leads the series between these two teams. As here's the 1-1 and a ground ball to the first baseman, Benacourt, and he will do it himself. Felix Ramirez, two clean innings. We head to the ninth, 3-3 between Fresno and San Jose. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. Top of the ninth inning, a 3-3 game between Fresno and San Jose. Tyler Vogel will make his 14th appearance out of the Giants bullpen as the right-hander takes over for Nomar Medina. Medina, four innings of three-run ball, allowed two earned runs. He gave up two hits and walked four while striking out a pair. As now the right-hander Tyler Vogel will take on the third baseman Andy Perez, who is 0 for 2, as we have a pitch clock violation on Vogel, and the count at 1-0. So Perez reached on an error back in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch from Vogel. It is outside. The count at 1-0 to Andy Perez. 3-3, the Grizzlies only have two hits in this contest as Perez takes a called strike. And the count is now at 2-1. Here comes the next pitch from Vogel. And it is in there, and it's now 2-2. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Perez swings and misses. He is frustrated. It's a strikeout right there for Vogel. One out now as here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. But again, Chuck Chancy Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. As that is outside, the count at 1-0. And here in the top of the ninth inning, we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Yes, here comes the pitch. It is outside. And the count now 2-0 here to Cody Huff. So Grizzlies and Giants tied at 3 here in the ninth inning. Here comes the next pitch from Vogel, it's high. The count now at 3-0 from Vogel, who is 6 feet, 175 pounds. Here's the pitch from the right-hander, and it is outside, 4. A one-out walk to Huff. That is 6 walks now for San Jose pitching, as here's the right fielder, Robbie Martin, who's 0-3. Today's attendance, 2,732. 2732 today's attendance here at Excite Ballpark. Great crowd on hand, very rowdy. As here comes the pitch to Robbie Martin. And he takes a called strike, and the count at 0-1. From Tyler Vogel, a 12th round draft pick by the Giants in 2022. He's from Dunedin, Florida. He'll be 23 years old this year, so the 22-year-old will wind and deal here to Robbie Martin. And it is outside in the count of 1-1. The runner at first is Huff. has yet to steal a base. As here comes the pitch from Vogel. And it's outside. The count at 2-1. So two balls, one strike here in the top of the ninth inning. 3-3, Fresno. They're in the innings that they play well in, 7-9. Here comes the pitch. And it's a chopper. This could be 2-4. No, he didn't tag him. The throw back. They did not get him. Huff is safe at second. So the second baseman, Velasquez, went to tag Huff. Huff made a move, so they decided to go to first base. They get Martin at first. They went to get Huff back at second base. And Huff is safely in there. As Jake Snyder will now pinch hit here for Parker Kelly. So it goes 4-3. So that's now two outs. As Jake Snyder will now pinch hit here for Parker Kelly. I would believe he would also stay in the game as the new left fielder. So Snyder to pinch hit here. With a runner at second and two outs. As now a pinch hitter, Jake Snyder. Cody Huff at second base. With two outs, and Jake Snyder now comes to the plate. And this is the guy that you want up if you're Steve Solis. Here comes the pitch. He's batting 272 this year, by the way. Here's the pitch, and Snyder takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. One homer, 12 RBIs for Snyder. So he takes over for Parker Kelly, who finishes his afternoon 0-2 with a walk. As Vogel comes set, here's the 0-1. And it's outside, and the count now at one ball and a strike. Cody Huff, the runner at second, okay speed. The outfield playing a little bit in. The center fielder, Suarez, playing extremely in. If Snyder can get one over his head, this would be trouble for San Jose. Here comes the 1-1. And Snyder swings and misses, and the count now at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here in the ninth. 3-3. Yes, here comes the 1-2. And it is outside in the count now at two balls and two strikes. To Jake Snyder. Runner at second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Tied at 3 here in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and Snyder, foul tip into the glove, and that will end the inning. We had the bomb the ninth, 3-3. The Grizzlies going to try to get to extras. You'll see Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday.
Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. 3-3 here in the bottom of the ninth. Felix Ramirez back out. He will take on Ramos, Hilson, and Rosario in the Giants lineup. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Fresno, 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors. The Giants, 3 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to the third baseman, Perez. Perez scoops it up over to first in time, and Ramos is retired. 5-3 on the putout, and Ramos now is 1-for-3. As here comes P.J. Hilson, who's also 1-for-3, a single back in the fourth inning. Third inning of work here for Felix Ramirez, a 2-and-a-third inning so far for Felix Ramirez, who's been probably the best reliever out of Mark Brewer's bullpen. Line drive caught! Perez right there for the second out. Oh, right on the noggin there for Hilson, and Perez making the play. 2 outs now as here comes the third baseman, Dylan Rosario. He's 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. He's got all 3 Giants RBI. As Ramirez now, 2-2/3 innings is now a new season high for him. Does not reach his career high yet. He was a starter when he first came up in the Rockies system. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. 4-1/3 is Ramirez's season, or his career high. As here's the pitch, and a fly ball, and it's going to drift foul, and the count now at 1-1. And I hope you're having a meaningful Memorial Day. We take a couple moments this afternoon to honor those who served our nation and are no longer with us. As here's the 1-1, it's outside, the count at 2 balls and a strike. Had a moment of silence in the pregame. As here comes the 2-1. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. As Rosario taking a big hack there. Monday baseball, game one of this 6-game series between 2 California League Northern Division foes. A lot at stake in this series for Fresno. Really would make or break their first half. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Felix Ramirez has 3 clean innings of relief. We will head to free baseball here in the South Bay. The Grizzlies and the Giants tied at 3. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Free baseball here in the South Bay at Excite Ballpark. Fresno and San Jose tied at 3. Jake Snyder, the automatic runner at second base for the Grizzlies, as Tyler Vogel back out for his second inning of work. He'll take on Luis Mendez, who walked in his first plate appearance. Mendez squares around a bunt. He'll bring it back. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. This is the third extra innings game for the Grizzlies this season. They are 2-0 with a 1-0 record here at Excite Ballpark. On opening night here against San Jose, the Grizzlies end up winning that game as Mendez fouls that pitch off, and the count now at 0-2 as it went off of the body of Mendez. But it was Parker Kelly's two-run homer in the 10th inning. It gave Fresno a 5-3 win. It was Parker Kelly's only homer this season. The Grizzlies also won 12-11 in 11 innings against the Stockton Ports on April 16th. As here comes the 0-2 to Mendez, and that's fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. As we said, a lot at stake here in this series as Fresno trails 5 games to the San Jose Giants, and if Fresno can sneak a couple wins in this series, they can get back into the California League standings and have a chance of winning this first half. As here comes the 0-2 from Vogel, who's in his second inning of work, and that is swung on and missed. Mendez down on strike, third strikeout now for Vogel. With one out now, here comes the DH and E.J. Andrews Jr., who is 0-2 with 2 walks and a run scored. As Jake Snyder, the runner at second base. The automatic runner, if he does score, it's an unearned run. It's Tyler Vogel struck out 3 of the 4 batters so far he has faced for outs. That pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Vogel, 6 feet, 175 pounds, a hard-throwing right-hander. E.J. Andrews Jr., who has a .244 batting average. Here comes the 1-0 to Andrews Jr. And that is right down the middle, and the count now at 1-1. Good crowd still on hand, 2,732. People here at Excite Ballpark for game one of this 6-game series. Should be a fun 6 games. Stay tuned for the post-game show, by the way, as well. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 2-1. The Grizzlies won't return home until June 6th, where they take on the Lake Elsinore Storm, the reigning California League champions. Here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr. And it's inside, and it almost hits Andrews Jr. at foul. Apparently, it was a foul tip. Andrews Jr., not happy there. It hit his bat, apparently. The count at 2-2. It went inside his bat. It didn't stay back, apparently, and hit his bat. I want to see a replay on this. It did. It hit his bat. Unbelievable. Oh, man. Wow. Was avoiding to get hit by the pitch, and the bat stayed up, and it hit the bat. Here's the 2-2, and that's a high pop-up. It is playable. Who's it going to be? It's the pitcher. And Vogel making the play for the second out. And with two away, here's Bryant Betancourt. 0-3 with a walk and a run. As we have a new baseball here for the pitcher and Vogel, who just brought that ball back up to the mound. And Tyler Vogel. We're only in the 10th inning. 3-3. Action in Fresno's bullpen, by the way. Felix Ramirez, we'll see if he goes out for a 4th inning of relief. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball to the shortstop. Ramos to first, and it will end the inning. We head to the 10th. 1 run will take it for the Giants. 3-3. This is the Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to San Jose, California here at Excite Ballpark. Bottom of the 10th inning, 3-3 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Dylan Rosario will be the automatic runner at second base. Alexander Suarez will lead things off. And the right-hander, Austin Becker, takes over for Fresno. Makes his fourth appearance since joining the Grizzlies last week in Modesto, or 2 weeks ago in Modesto. No record, no ERA for the right-hander. A good fastball from the right-hander in Austin Becker. As he takes over for Felix Ramirez, who threw three scoreless innings of relief. He allowed two hits. He struck out one. Felix Ramirez has pretty much been unhittable for Fresno this season, as the first pitch is a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0, no strikes on the right-hander, Austin Becker. Becker is 6'5", 215 pounds, 23 years old from Columbus, Ohio. As Mendez now covers second back to the second base bag, and now the count at 1-1. I think it got foul tipped into Cody Huff. So count at 1-1, as Suarez took a big hack there. Suarez is 1-for-3, a single in his first at-bat. 264 average, two homers, 15 RBI for him coming into this plate appearance. But 1-for-3 today. A great matchup between San Jose and Fresno. Here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball foul towards the third base side, and the manager, Jeremiah Knuckstead, making the play. Yedwin Villegas is the first base coach. He's the fundamentals coach for San Jose, former Fresno Grizzlies infielder. And here comes the 1-2 from Austin Becker to Alexander Suarez. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball and a little grounder. The third baseman, Perez. And he is safe at first. Betancourt went off the bag. And up to third base goes Rosario. So runners now at first and third. Here comes Cajal with no outs. Suarez, a little nubber. I think it broke his bat. And it's going to be a single right there as Betancourt went off the bag. It might be an error. It's going to be E3. So they're counting it as an error. So first and third now, as here comes manager Steve Solis. And he will talk to everybody. Runners at the corners with nobody down. And that was an unfortunate play, but great base running from Dylan Rosario. As Perez had to make the throw over there, he was off the back just a little bit, and Rosario took off on the play. And because you had to go across the diamond and across the diamond again, Rosario got to third base on the throw back from Betancourt, who I think saw that Rosario was heading to third, and I think that's why he also came off the bag at first. Now, the throw was a little bit offline, and they're calling it a fielding error on first baseman Bryant Betancourt because he came off the bag. Either way, runners at the corners for Andrew Cajal, and the Fresno State Bulldog has a chance to give the Giants a win here in the 10th. And they're just going to put him on to load the bases. So it's an intentional walk, and that's the first intentional walk by Fresno this season. So now bases loaded, nobody out for the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. Again, the play has to be at the plate. You can't turn two here unless you go to the plate first. as the winning run is at third for San Jose. And Diego Velasquez, who has two walks, and the first pitch is swung on and missed on the inside off-speed pitch from Becker. The count at 0-1. So Velasquez, two walks, a couple ground outs to the second baseman. So we'll see where the ball goes here as the infield is in for Fresno. The outfield is also shallow as well. Here's the 0-1, and it swung on. It bounces away, and it's a foul ball. They said it's a foul ball. That bounced away towards the Grizzlies dugout on the third base side. So the count now 0-2. Good pitch there, by the way, by Becker. So the count now 0-2 here. O'Neill Perez waits on deck. And San Jose looking for a walk-off win. Here comes the pitch. And it's a ground ball. Betancourt to the plate. They get the play there. No throw is made. One out now. It is a fielder's choice. Betancourt, great throw to Cody Huff. Goes 3-2 on the fielder's choice. Cajol to second. Velasquez to first. Suarez to third. One out now. As here's the DH, O'Neill Perez. So now the middle infield will play a double play depth. And a double play would get out of the inning. Base is still loaded, though, with one out. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball called a strike. The count at 0-1. Perez is 0-4. Two flyouts, a ground out, and a pop-up. As Perez now the walk-off contender here for San Jose. Here's the 0-1. And that's a fly ball to center field. And that is deep enough. And that will win it for the Giants. Giants walk it off here on Memorial Day. A 4-3 win on the O'Neill Perez single to end it. We'll be back with the postgame show right after this. Giants fall 4-3 on the walk-off.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California. And here on Memorial Day, the Fresno Grizzlies fall on a walk-off single by O'Neill Perez, 4-3. The final, San Jose scores a run here in the 10th inning. So our final in 10 this afternoon. Fresno now drops back to 500. They are 23-23. San Jose now at 29-17. San Jose has a 6-game lead here on Fresno. A big win for the Giants. A tough loss for the Grizzlies. So the Grizzlies now 6 games back here in the first half standings as the Giants are inching closer possibly to a first half win. Now remember, the middle of June is when the first half ends. So we still have 2.5 weeks left of baseball still, but this is a key series for the Grizzlies, so they are back to 500. Time of the game, 2 hours and 14 minutes. Paid crowd of 2,732. The winning pitcher is Tyler Vogel. He is 4-2. The loss to Austin Becker, he is 0-1. No save as well. Fresno only had two hits, an RBI single for Ryan Ritter. He had the other hit as well. He was the only batter to get a hit. Fresno walked six times, getting two walks by E.J. Andrews Jr. Brian Betancourt also had a walk. They both scored a run. Luis Mendez scored a run after becoming a pinch hitter or pinch runner. He also had a walk as well. Parker Kelly and Cody Huff, the other walks for Fresno. While for San Jose, they had 10 hits, including three RBI from Dylan Rosario. Had two singles, three RBI. The RBI there for Perez. Two hits and two runs for Thomas Gavello, including a double. Fresno, though, they did not have an extra base hit. It ends their extra base streak as well. For pitching-wise, Fresno, it was a great outing for Caleb Franzen. Six innings of three-run ball. Allowed seven hits and three walks. He struck out three. Felix Ramirez, three scoreless innings of relief. He gave up two hits and one. And he struck out one. And then Austin Becker, only a third of an inning. Austin Becker gets the loss. He had an unearned run, one hit, and one walk for him as well. So Fresno loses with that. Hayden Wynja, four scoreless and hitless innings for him. He struck out four for San Jose. And then it was Nomar Medina, who went four innings of work as well. He walked four, allowed three runs on two earned. Tyler Vogel, two hitless and scoreless innings. He struck out three. So San Jose, the winners, 4-3, the Grizzlies back to 500, and now tomorrow is Wednesday is a must win. Tomorrow, both teams are off. We will celebrate an off day, so do not expect any Grizzlies baseball tomorrow. Maybe the Grizzlies will have a player of the week from the past 7 days as well. We will find out. But if not, we'll be back here Wednesday night for game two of this six-game series. A 6:30 p.m. first pitch. The pregame show around 6:15 p.m. should be a lot of fun. A great pitching matchup. Right-hander Blake Adams gets the ball for Fresno. A 1-3 record, a 2.03 ERA. Blake Adams has tossed 40 innings this year and has only allowed 9 earned runs. Adams hopefully will get some run support from Fresno. While San Jose goes to their ace, right-hander Hayden Birdsong, no record, of 1.78 ERA. Birdsong, a very good right-hander. So a great pitching matchup to follow on Wednesday. But our final score this afternoon, 4-3, San Jose beats Fresno. A walk-off single in the 10th. Fresno loses their first extra innings game this year as well. And again, I hope you are having a meaningful Memorial Day. We took a couple moments this afternoon to honor those who served our nation and are no longer with us. And on this Memorial Day, thank you for everyone who has sacrificed their lives for allowing me and everyone else to be able to bring this game of baseball to you. So our final score, 4-3, San Jose beats Fresno here on Memorial Day. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a great rest of your Monday, Memorial Day. I hope you have a meaningful day as well. I'm Stephen Rice, signing off.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.